News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to start letting you know about the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. And Fiona Meyer is here. And how many fairs now does this make?
This will be the sixth annual fair.
And how many now in October?
This will be the fourth in October.
It just seems like just like a blink of an eye.
It's gone very quickly. It is. It's amazing how time flies.
Well, the first question I think I've asked traditionally is just the based on the success of the prior fairs, how that has helped you get ready for the one that's coming up this October.
Well, the big growth factor is really shown in this year in our concerts because we have upped the level of performers that we've got coming. And that is because of the success of the past fairs. Now, as we continue to grow, we will be able to provide the community with those bigger names. And so it takes a bit of time to get there and to be able to afford them and know that we'll get the turnout and things like that. So it's a learning curve, but it's starting to go up.
And the release that y'all put out there this week does focus on entertainment and quite a variety.
Yes. This year, we really wanted to focus on something for the families, not just the older generations, but the kids. We're such a family-oriented event. So our big performer, which I'll start with on Saturday, is Sabrina Carpenter. And if you are older, you may not have ever heard of her. But if you ask your kids or your grandkids, most likely they will know exactly who she is. So we're excited to have her. She's a very high-energy Disney artist, very family-friendly, and just a very fun, high-energy performer. On Friday, we have our country with Kevin Fowler. Again, Kevin he's got a great personality, puts on a great show, is wonderful with the fans, and just has that great atmosphere that's what we want to keep creating at the fair. And then Sunday, we have a new Norteña band. It's La Energía Norteña, and we're very excited about them. They're a big up-and-coming Norteña band, and just really something for everybody.
In fact, having the Mexican, Spanish, Hispanic influence, that's something that's been done the last several years, and it sounds like it's something that also continues to build in its own right.
It does. We have a very good following, and they enjoy it. There's a huge Hispanic population in the Bryan College Station and the Brazos Valley area, and we really want to give them something to come out and enjoy as well.
All right. Tickets.
Ticket.
How do we go about getting that done?
So tickets are available right now online at BrazosValleyFair.com. There are varying price ranges this year. We've offered some new things with some VIP seating for the rodeos. Our concerts this year will actually be outside. So those tickets are available online. You can purchase them starting today. They start at $10. And then you can purchase them in person at Boot Barn and Producers Cooperative, but that will not be until September 1st. So for now, just for the next month or so, they're available online. You can just print your tickets out there. They're scannable, real easy to get.
Repeat the website.
BrazosValleyFair.com.
Because that also includes everything else that's going on.
It includes everything else. We don't have time to get into it now. I know I'll be back to visit some more on all the new things we've added as well. Right now we'll just concentrate on music, but there's a lot more going on this year, and so we're excited. You can check it all out online.
One other thing I do want to bring up, the sooner the better. I know that you all have volunteer opportunities, and it's never too soon to talk about that.
Correct. Our volunteer options actually are online as well. You can check it out. You can come volunteer for a minimum of 4 hours if you like. If you have a nonprofit group, we also have a fundraising program. You can bring multiple members and raise some funds for your organization while you help out the fair, another nonprofit.
Again, all the information right now online, BrazosValleyFair.com. And as Fiona said, she'll be back because there's plenty more to talk about as we approach the second half of October and the annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Thanks again for the visit.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.